GSF News Break。
各位听众您好，现在是 CJSF 新闻时间。
TikTok refugees flocking to China's Red Note app experience intersection of free speech and censorship. Since January 13th, when the U.S. government issued its ultimatum to TikTok parent company ByteDance to sell the popular social media app or face a nationwide ban, millions of users have become refugees to another Chinese-owned and operated platform, Xiaohongshu, or Red Note.
美国 TikTok 用户涌向大陆的小红书体验中共审查。1月13日，美国政府向 TikTok 母公司字节跳动发出最后通牒，要求其出售这个流行的社交媒体应用，否则将面临全国范围的禁令。从那时起，已有数百万美国用户成为另一个由中国人拥有和运营的平台小红书的难民。
The app's Chinese name, which literally translates to Little Red Book, may seem like a reference to the quotations of Chairman Mao Zedong, a 1964 pamphlet of passages from the communist dictator's ideology that was printed billions of times and used to indoctrinate the Chinese population during the Cultural Revolution. In fact, unlike in English,The term Little Red Book in Chinese does not actually refer to Mao's doctrine. The word red in the app's name has connotations of popularity or trendiness, and Red Note's user base is predominantly female.
小红书可能让人联想到毛泽东语录。这本1964年出版的小册子包含了毛泽东思想的语录。曾在文化大革命期间被印刷数十亿次，用来对民众进行思想灌输。事实上，与英文不同，中文的小红书并不指毛泽东的教义。应用名字中的红字带有流行或时尚的含义，其用户群体以女性为主。
Nevertheless, many of the American TikTok refugees from TikTok,which was made temporarily unavailable to its over 100 million U.S. users on January 19th, have, in moving to Red Note, experienced up close the censorship that the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, seeks to impose on all online content.
1月19日 ,TikTok 自行短暂关闭服务,导致1亿多美国用户无法使用该平台。很多使用 TikTok 的美国人转而用小红书，这让他们切身体验到了中共的网络审查。
Red Note itself issued notices saying that it would welcome the influx of American users, but also urged caution against discussing sensitive topics or posting banned content.
小红书发布通知称，欢迎美国用户的涌入。但也提醒用户在讨论敏感话题或发布禁忌内容时要谨慎。
TikTok, which experts see as a propaganda and data collection tool for the CCP, was subject to a ban that went into effect on January 19th following a Supreme Court decision. But the ban was overturned by incoming President Donald Trump when he took office on January 20th.
TikTok 被认为是中共用来进行宣传和数据收集的工具。1月19日，美国最高法院的裁决致使对 TikTok 的禁令生效，但这一禁令在川普总统1月20日上任时被推翻。
Trump has expressed a wish to see the app turned over to majority American control, implying that he will useThe issue in negotiations with Beijing over issues such as trade tariffs.
川普表示希望看到 TikTok 变成由美国控制，暗示他将在与北京就贸易关税等问题进行谈判时利用这一议题。
Despite Communist China's strict controls on information, Red Note has attracted many users by offering a virtual space that allows a measure of free interaction, With TikTok facing a ban in the U.S., Red Note has naturally become an alternative for many overseas Chinese and some Americans.
尽管共产中国对信息有着严格的控制，小红书通过提供一个允许一定自由互动的虚拟空间，吸引了许多用户。由于 TikTok 在美国面临禁令，小红书便成为许多海外华人和部分美国人的替代平台。
To address the sudden influx of international users, Red Note had to respond quickly. According to internal sources, the company accelerated the development of English language content, review tools, and expanded its workforce to manage the growing amount of content. In job postings released by the company, Red Note required reviewers to have a score of 425 or higher on China's CET6 English proficiency exam with a monthly salary of 4,600 yuan, about US $700, during training and 7,000 to 9,000 yuan, US 1,000 to 1,300, upon formal employment.
为了应对国际用户的突然涌入，小红书必须迅速做出回应。据内部消息来源透露，该公司加快了英语内容审核工具的开发，并扩大了团队，以管理增加的内容量。在公司发布的招聘信息中，他要求审核员在中国的六级英语考试中得分425分以上，培训期间月薪为4600元人民币，正式入职后薪资为7000至9000元人民币。
Some newcomers went out of their way to test the limits of Beijing's information controls. Christine Liu, a Taiwanese-American living in Los Angeles, registered an account on Red Note and posted content such as an artistic photo of the Tank Man symbolizing the 1989 Tiananmen Square massacre, the Tibetan flag, and an image of the protagonist from the film Top Gun wearing a jacket with the Taiwan flag. These posts were quickly flagged.
一些新用户特意去测试北京信息控制的底线。居住在洛杉矶的台湾裔美国人 Christine Liu 在小红书上注册了一个账户，并发布了包括象征1989年天安门广场大屠杀的坦克人艺术照片、西藏旗帜以及壮志凌云电影中主角穿着印有中华民国旗帜的夹克的图片。这些帖子很快被标记。
The photo of the Tank Man was removed for violating platform regulations. The Tibetan flag was placed under prolonged review, and Liu's account was permanently suspended.
坦克人照片因违反平台规定被删除，西藏旗帜被长时间审查，而 Christine Liu 的账户则被永久封禁。
Similar cases have occurred with other users. For instance, a Canadian user's account was suspended after posting an image of Winnie the Pooh, and an American user was suspended after sharing a composite image of Mao Zedong and basketball player LeBron James.
类似的案例也发生在其他用户身上，例如，一名加拿大用户因发布维尼熊的图片而被封禁账户。一名美国用户因分享一张毛泽东与篮球运动员勒布朗·詹姆斯的合成图而被封禁账户。
Welcome back to the China Show on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby.I'm Hershey. Now it's our time to showcase some of the albums released by a Canadian musician. First, I'll bring you a music piece by Frank Hill, Clarinet, Alexander Hawkins, Piano,And Harris essence stored, drums, and the piece is called Prayer, which is from the album titled You Have Options, released last November.听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 的 The Chinese Show， 我是何西。现在呢，到了我们为大家推荐加拿大音乐人新近发行的专辑节目欣赏时间。首先要带给大家的是来自 Francois HughAlexander Hawkins 以及 Harris Eisenstort 演奏的乐曲 Prayer。 perplexed is a music piece from Penny Sanborn Trials, and the piece is called Passion, which is from the album titled Mirror Suite, released in at the end of 2018. 接下来请大家欣赏来自 Penny Sanborn 三人乐队演奏的乐曲 Passion。 最后一首歌曲呢，是来自小虎队演唱的《爱》。在这里呢，何西感谢大家收听我们的节目，祝大家周末愉快，我们下个星期六再在空中相会。
串一串，串一株幸运草，串一个同心圆，让所有期待未来的呼唤，趁青春做个伴。别让年轻越长大越孤单，把我的幸运草种在你的梦田，让地球随我们的同心圆永远的不停转。向天空大声的呼唤，说声我爱你，向那流浪的白云说声我想你，让那天空听得见，让那白云看得见，谁也擦不掉我们许下的诺言。想带你一起看大海，说声我爱你，给你最亮的星星说声我想你，听听大海的誓言，看看执着的